Din time of house did they sausage and leaf itself in lawyer or using as Ezra Amos and Shusarabin, Moka Moskitsa, Nidan Kistina Shusarabin, Shukam. If a chotzer was open to Shusarabin and the entire wall that was facing Shusarabin got knocked down, there's nothing dividing between it and Shusarabin, or the breach was more than 10 Amos, which is equivalent to being completely open to it also.
Yeah.
So, Moka Moskitsa Nidan Kistina Shusarabin. Place where the mechitza used to be considered something on the side of the Shusharabim that they used to put different objects projecting directed into this area on the side of the Shusharabim so people shouldn't get too close to the wall of the or the Shusha of the Chotzer. So this is also like an area which is made to keep people away from the Chotzer. And the mice of was considered carolus. So the chiddush over here that we have basically there's nothing dividing between the shusha yochel and shusha rabin, but the area where the walls used to be is not considered shusha rabin, it's considered a carolus. You now carry from that area not to the shusha rabin, not to the shusha yochel. If the area outside of the chos is a carolus, then you would be able to take from this area where the wall used to be into the carolus because it's the same type of shusha. So basically, when the wall got knocked down between the Shusha Rabin and the Chotzer is transformed into a Karmelis, and therefore, you let it carry only less than 4 Amos in the Chotzer, you let it carry between the Chotzer and to the place where the wall used to be, but not from the place where the wall used to be, to the Shusha Rabin. So in this like the Karen's office, if the wall around the Chotzer was broken in a corner, or let's say a northwest corner, northeast corner, a few postmates are also, even as less than 10 Amos, it's also why? Because in order for a breach to be considered part of the Mechitza, it has to be Oymed and Ruba the parts. You have the majority Oymed and Ruba, or not more than 10 Amos of breach. A third situation is, if a corner of it was broken off, so basically you have two Mechitzas that are not going into each other. Because if they were gone to the end, the north would hit the east. But since in poker earlier, if the north keeps on going, nothing's going to stop them. The east is going to keep going, nothing's going to stop. So a breach in a corner is considered a pirita. It's considered a hole, which renders the rishus into a carmelis.
Yeah.
Mechain b'ayish nifres b'kerem tzov, the people follow the answer. Nifres gamma kiri, ash and nishre, balafsa, osa. And a house also, if a corner of the house was knocked down, and it was in the corner, so since it's, the corner, which part is from one direction, part from another direction, into the pierce in the corner, which renders the rishus inside as if it doesn't have a visa, and therefore this house now would be considered a carmelis also. Yeah. Now, if it would have a roof, that would be a straight roof, a flat roof, then the end of the roof would be considered a particular area of the site. It's another type of mechitza. So even though the corner of the building was knocked off, but if the roof ends where the remnants of the walls are, so the roof itself would be considered like something closing up a gap. But over here, it's on that case where the roof was not a flat roof, it was a roof that was going on a slant downwards, which is not considered the type of roof that can make a peak decrease. Out of pizza chain, it began to tell us what happens if the pizza fell down, not in the corner. And then we say that a tsunami, peak decrease, you're in the site, and a field base in the esset. Even though we said that if you have a breach more than 10 Amos, it's considered as if you have no wall, that's only if it remains like that. But if you have a tikra that ends in the area of that breach, the end of the tikra seals it, even though it's more than 10 Amos. Most of the Torah's defense would help, even though it's more than 10 Amos. Ruhu, the loy, the tikra, the shupa, the lekope. Like we said before, the tikra, the roof is going in a slant downwards, it doesn't have a defined end that you can see in front of you because it's going at an angle downwards, and therefore it does not work for the sin of pre-tikra. Yeah, and Mr. Ruth discussed this concept of pre-tikra. When you're missing a wall and you have a tikra above it, so we look at the tikra going down and then seals up that area, does it work in more than one wall or only in one wall? Ramayi says it's not clear how we possibly expect this.
Yeah.
And he says that Lashon HaRambam is mashma that an Afanai Pitikra works even in two different walls. That's what Rambam brings. Rishayman to be ina and gamkin roiv of akira avatzochim. One sluma is that it has to be at least 4 tefachim wide in order to do this pitikra. Rina and pitikra yed v'seisa and apil v'shnei mechitzes. Even if you needed it in 2 mechitzes, it's still say pitikra yed v'seisa. If yesh kan shnei mechitzes shnei mechitzes b'zura b'zura connected to lo. So now we're saying another chiddush that pitikra helps in two directions, let's say north and west, in a case where you need them in perpendicular direction. One to the east and one to the south. But second example means you have 2 walls, the east and the south, that are there, and one now close up the north and the south. Since the north is opposite the south, you cannot make them both out of pitikra. And what's it? It's much foolish. It was going both in the same direction. You have to make either mechitza or two as a pesach.
Yeah.